Sri Lanka attacks, death toll soars as police identify 7 suicide bombers. By Simon Kent on April 22, 2019. Sri Lanka police investigators said Monday the coordinated Easter Sunday attacks that targeted Christians and luxury hotel guests were the work of 7 suicide bombers. The bombings, Sri Lanka's deadliest violence since a devastating civil war ended a decade ago on the island nation, killed at least 290 people with more than 500 wounded, police spokesman Ruwan Gunasekara said. 24 arrests have been made, but no single group has claimed responsibility for the terror acts, the Sri Lanka Daily Mirror reports. Defense Minister Ruwan Vijayawardena described the blasts as a terrorist attack by a radical Islamic group. Most of those killed were Sri Lankans. But the 3 bombed hotels and one of the churches, St. Anthony's Shrine, are frequented by foreign tourists. And Sri Lanka's foreign ministry said the bodies of at least 27 foreigners from a variety of countries were recovered. The blast at St. Anthony's Shrine, an historic Catholic church, was so powerful that it blew out much of the roof, leaving roof tiles, glass and splintered wood littering the floor that was strewn with bodies. According to the BBC, the international victims include at least 5 British citizens, including 2 with joint US citizenship, 3 Danish citizens, 1 Portuguese citizen and 6 Indian nationals, 2 engineers from Turkey, according to Turkish news agency Anadolu, 2 Chinese nationals, according to the China Daily, 2 Australians, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said, 1 person from the Netherlands, 1 person from Japan, according to Japanese media citing government sources. Sri Lankan Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe condemned the attacks as cowardly. "I call upon all Sri Lankans during this tragic time to remain united and strong," he said in a statement Sunday on Twitter. "Please avoid propagating unverified reports and speculation. The government is taking immediate steps to contain this situation." Wickremesinghe told reporters that government officials had intelligence about the attacks prior to them occurring, The Washington Post reported. "Information was there," he said. "This is a matter we need to look into." According to 2011 census data, 7.4% of Sri Lanka's 21.4 million population is Christian, while 70.2% identifies as Buddhist, 12% as Hindu and 9.7% is Muslim. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter. Follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.